Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have got up for grabs your chance to go to Bonnaroo. That is, of course, the grand prize that you're qualifying for. And just for getting qualified, we're going to give you digital downloads of artists that are nominated. That are actually going to be playing at Bonnaroo this year. Let's get some people on the phone to play the game. Kick it off with Natasha. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning.
What up? Let's get somebody else. I mean, like, I'm not getting rid of you, but let's get another person to join along in the fun. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Katie and Natasha both got the energy this morning. Pork chop, let's keep it going. Explain what game they are competing in today.
Today, we are playing Joe, Alex, or Liv.
Oh, my favorite game.
Basically, I'm going to give you some facts about one of the show members, and you have to buzz in with your name when you know who that show member is. So let's give it a test. Natasha, go ahead and buzz in.
Natasha.
Perfect. Your buzzer works. Katie, how about you?
Katie.
Look at that. Both of their buzzers work.
Ready
today,
to roll.
Today could be the best show ever. Okay.
This is going to be a great game. All right, ladies, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so remember, you're going to buzz in with your name, then you're going to tell me either Joe or Alex or Liv. The first one's pretty easy. This show member cried when the creator of SpongeBob died.
Katie.
Natasha. I heard Katie first. Go ahead, Katie.
The Joe.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Chance to steal Natasha.
Liv.
Oh.
Why?
Wait, you guys listen
on,
to our
wait,
show.
Hold on. Are you new listeners? It's okay if you are. We love that.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they are new.
Then that's awesome. Well, no. Actually, who is it?
That's got to be Alex.
Yep. I am the biggest SpongeBob SquarePants fan of all time. I have a SpongeBob book on my coffee table. I've got magnets on my fridge. Once saw SpongeBob on Broadway in New York City. I'm the biggest fan ever.
Don't cry.
It's Are you okay. ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Come on, Alex, just a little.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob.
Okay, I can't do this all day, but R.I.P.
Next question. This member of the show used to collect rocks and name them when they were little.
Natasha. Liv.
That is correct.
I would have guessed that.
Wait, hold on, nerd. Tell us about this.
I would collect rocks like anywhere I was, like even like on the sides of the streets of my neighborhood, like in the curb. I used to go down and collect all the pretty ones, and then I would name them. And I would just keep them in my room.
Sounds like something a blonde would do.
Oh, that's your whole box of rocks over there. Do you still have them?
No, I don't have them anymore. When I went to Arizona, though, the flat red rocks, I collected probably about 20 pounds worth and put them all in my mom's backpack when she wasn't looking.
Yeah, wow. That wouldn't have been fun on going through TSA with that.
You're no kidding. Sorry about all that. My bad.
All right, next level. These questions get a little harder. Are you ready, Natasha and Katie?
Yep. Yes.
This show member was once on a billboard in Times Square.
Natasha. Alex.
That is correct.
What?
2 points for Natasha.
Yep. What were you on?
I was on a dating reality show on Fox 3 summers ago, and I got to be on a billboard in Times Square, which is pretty
That's
cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
We got to get you back on that show.
Next question. This show member got drunk at their high school graduation and woke up with a hot dog in between their butt cheeks. Their grandma put it there.
Natasha
just slipped in there. Who is it?
Joe.
That is correct.
Wait, how is that so obvious?
I think you've told that story before.
I know, but they're new to the show. Like, they're just like, well, it had to have been Joe or Pork Chop putting hot dogs between their butts. My grandma, and she wrote, like, exit only or something. Like, my grandma's a prankster.
Gosh.
Yeah, my grandma's a prankster. We'll have to have her on. Her 80th birthday is coming up.
What's
in
her name?
April. Carol.
She's
a fiery redhead. She's like Reba.
That's so cute.
Here's your one chance now.
When this show member was 7 years old, they skied down a double black diamond slope.
Katie.
Katie.
Liv.
That is correct.
Yeah, doggy dog.
Livs fit her personality very well, even
Why?
Today. I don't know. I just, that's for sure. Joe, can you imagine no. Joe going down a double black diamond?
No.
I'd be
double dead. No, none taken. I struggle with the bunny hill, so I'm not offended.
All right. This is the last one, so I will let you know the score after this one. This show member used to be on a professional dance team for an NBA team.
Katie Hawk.
Katie, go ahead.
Alex?
That is incorrect. The answer is Joe.
Could you imagine Alex dancing?
No.
That'd be so recording.
Wait, explain dancing for an NBA team?
Yeah, when I first got into radio, I was part-time, and I worked in Detroit, Michigan, because that's where I'm from is Michigan. And the Detroit Pistons have their female team called Out of Motion. Really beautiful, talented dancers. Well, they had a fat guy dance team called the Spare Tires. Like your, around your gut. And yeah, we got to even dance on national TV. It was
no
awesome.
No way.
I swear, I've got a performance I'll show you. My favorite routine we did was the Napoleon Dynamite dance.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was
we
incredible.
Need to see it.
So yeah, that'll be something that I'll have to dig out of the archives. But I used to be, I would say, quote, a professional dancer.
I would
That's
too.
That's lit. All I right. would consider it that. But Natasha, congratulations, you won!
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you.
Oh, man, Natasha, hang on. Katie, hey, sorry, but we'll have another chance around this time tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, cool. You have a great one. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio. Now, I feel like we all learned something now, didn't we?